Tom Daschle was supposed to be the president's point man on health care. Now he says he'll be more of a distraction than a help. Daschle's nomination collapsed after it was revealed he owed more than $100,000 in back taxes, which he paid with interest. At the same time, questions arose about his connections to the health care industry. In accepting Daschle's decision, President Obama did not mention the problems that prompted the former Senate Majority Leader to withdraw. But when he made the nomination public in December, then-President-elect Obama said that in order for his agenda to advance, Congress must believe in and respect the HHS nominee.
Tom brings more than just great expertise to this task. He brings the respect that he earned during his years of leadership in Congress.
The Daschle withdrawal was a setback for a new administration that has been promoting higher standards for government officials and tougher ethics rules. Compounding the problem for the new president was the fact the Daschle announcement came only 3 hours after another nominee, this time for a top White House post, also withdrew, also because of tax problems. Nancy Killefer was in line to become the government's chief performance officer, a watchdog post within the White House Budget Office. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs told reporters that Daschle and Killefer withdrew because they know the country is at a critical juncture.
I think they both recognize that you can't set an example of responsibility, but accept a different standard in who serves.
The latest news adds to ongoing concerns about the Obama team's ability to properly vet its nominees and search for past actions that could hamper their ability to serve. Commerce Secretary-designate Bill Richardson bowed out weeks ago when it was revealed he is being investigated by a grand jury for a possible conflict of interest. Questions about tax matters also threaten the confirmation of Timothy Geithner as Treasury Secretary. He ultimately was approved by the Senate after acknowledging he committed a tax mistake while serving abroad. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.